Well, once again this morning, we have representatives from the Rescue Mission of Roanoke live in studio with us this morning to talk about the importance of financial support and boots on the ground in the way of volunteers. Lee Clark is CEO of the Rescue Mission. Stacey Boris is the volunteer manager. They join WFIR anchor reporter Jean Moreno and me live in studio this morning. Stacey and Lee, good morning to you both. Good to see you.
Good morning.
To see you.
Thank you for coming. I guess we'll start with you, Lee. What is the state of the Rescue Mission right now as we come out of the pandemic? And are you still observing some COVID safety protocols, observing them at this point?
Joey, good question. So absolutely. We have been blessed during this time. You know, when you think about a population of folks who are in a group setting, and, you know, like right now, it's about 150 people a night. And so that's a lot of people who are seeking safety at the Rescue Mission. And by the way, our numbers are going up almost daily right now with evictions starting to resume and people anticipating that at the end of the month. We're seeing our numbers go up almost daily, new intakes coming in. But we've been able to take a lot of safety precautions from the very beginning of COVID. We never had an outbreak. We had a few individuals here and there who got it, but we took the right precautions at the right time. We kept everybody safe. And as a result, I just feel this overwhelming sense of gratitude, you know, sure. that we were able to weather this storm and come out stronger on the other side.
I'm wondering if, Lee, if there are there some safety protocols that you might keep in place going forward?
Well, you know, absolutely. So right now, one of those is doing a medical intake as part of somebody coming in new to the shelter. So all those new intakes I'm talking about right now, they're going through our clinic. We have a free clinic on site there at the Mission. And so our clinic staff immediately is starting to establish a relationship with new guests coming in and really being able to address maybe any medical issues, mental health issues, dental issues, vision issues they may be having from a medical standpoint. And we're finding that's really helping that person get acclimated right away and getting connected to the resources of the Mission as they enter shelter. So I think absolutely some things like that we're going to keep doing in the future.
You said 150 a night or so. That's down. But I guess normally it goes up during the winter months, correct?
Well, you know, normally it does. So, but COVID was like this really strange year for everybody, right? So
you think?
So what we found in an emergency shelter kind of an environment was that a lot of things stabilized. So the population that we were serving, people stayed longer in shelter during that time, but there wasn't as much like turnover as there is normally. Right now, what we're seeing is openings coming up for people to get into housing. So a lot of the folks that we've been serving this last year, we've been working with this entire time, and now we've been able to get them connected to jobs and housing. They're making those positive next steps, but we're seeing those new folks coming in. In the last 2 weeks, we probably have had 20 intakes coming in. And so the number overall stayed at about 150, but we've had about, you know, 20 to 30 people moving out. We've had about 20 to 30 people moving in. And so what concerns us is just the escalation of new people coming in as evictions resume.
Yeah. When is the eviction moratorium over?
So it keeps getting extended. Right now it's extended through the end of July. So August 1st is the end. And what we're, you know, everything we're reading, what we're being told is that is the end. And so a lot of folks who've been on the edge and have been unable, they've lost their jobs. They've not been able to work. They've been struggling during this time. There are what we know locally is even in public housing locally, there are over 300 households locally in public housing that are on the verge of losing their housing due to eviction.
Because they can't even afford the subsidized rent.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And so exactly. So we know that those people have nowhere else to turn. And so very likely they may come to the Rescue Mission. And so we're prepared for that. Our staff is working around the clock to ensure that we're ready as new people come in.
We're talking with Lee Clark and Stacey Boris, and we'll get to you in a second about the Rescue Mission. I'm just wondering, one more question about that is, with the deadline approaching for possible evictions and all that, I'm just wondering if the Mission or some of your partners are working harder to find people better jobs or to find employment.
Oh,
I see help wanted signs all over the place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a jobs coach on staff. We have case manager on staff. Their role is to connect with businesses, other organizations that have either job training opportunities or job opportunities. And our focus all along is to get people to move from that instability that they've been in, that crisis they've been in, to a stable place, a healthy life. And so a big, huge part of that is having the job and income that you can support yourself and your family. And so that's a huge part of what we're doing and how we're doing it. We are finding success right now with that and helping people move forward. Some people have more challenges than others, obviously. What we're concerned about, again, is that wave of new people coming in, and we just know we need to be ready for those folks.
Let me get Stacey in the conversation. You're the volunteer manager. I'm just wondering, do when I think of volunteers, I think of people serving food and prepping food, but do volunteers at all get involved with this end of the equation?
They certainly do. We have volunteers that will help transport these individuals that Lee's talking about to our 460 thrift store to get clothing. They will take them to any type of appointments that are needed.
Okay, so kind of eliminating that barrier for a lot of people. Are there a lot of people, is transportation a big issue, Stacey, for a lot of people?
It is a big issue. As a matter of fact, we are seeking volunteers now to help transport. We need transporters to help take individuals to doctor's appointments, to job interviews, and things such as that.
And they can just use their car, or do you supply vans?
We have our own mission vehicles that the volunteers will drive to transport these individuals to their appointments.
Okay. Let's go back and, Leah, talk about the, you've had matching donation campaigns before. Talk about this major campaign going on this month where the Skolerud Law Firm and Gentle Shepherd Hospice, they're willing to go up to $200,000 for donations, and they'll match up to $200,000. Talk about that and what motivated them to get involved to that level.
You know, both Mark Skolerud and Don Eckenroth and the team at Gentle Shepherd, they have been such tremendous supporters over the years. They know us so well. They have been to the mission. They've seen what we're doing. You know, I think their heart is just is out of a sense of wanting to give back to the community. They know that these are our most vulnerable citizens that are right here in the Roanoke Valley, and they want to help. And they know that the rescue mission is a great place to help. And so they've gotten involved with us over the years, and they've really stepped it up this year. I mean, I'm so incredibly grateful that they've made the decision to give $200,000 and match dollar for dollar every gift that comes in this month. And we've got great momentum so far. People are getting behind us, and we're incredibly grateful for the support of the community.
Do you see when you have matching donation challenges that it kind of amps up the donor base because they see that they can really make their money go further?
Absolutely. They know, people already know that giving a gift to the rescue mission is going to be multiplied multiple times due to the volunteers that we have, and that makes a gift go so much further. The in-kind gifts that we get of food and other things that go to feed people, you know, every gift that's given in the mission is already multiplied. But when you add in a matching gift, it's multiplied exponentially. And so we're just, again, so incredibly grateful for the opportunity.
Just for background, Lee, and we'll talk with Lee Clark and Stacey Boris from the rescue mission. How much money does the rescue mission need to raise in an average year? And are you supported in any other way?
So our support is very much grassroots. And so it's just individuals, families, businesses, churches that give what they can. And so it's about, you know, a person can give. Some people just give faithfully every month, like $10 a month, whatever they can give. And all that adds up to something pretty powerful. You know, when you think about the nights of shelter, the food, the medical care, the recovery from addiction, that all is provided there at the rescue mission. It's very holistic. It's very much geared toward helping the person move, find stability, and move from that crisis to a better, healthier life. And so together, we're able to do some really powerful things. And every gift is multiplied in a tremendous way.
Mm. But how can people donate to the matching campaign?
Oh, it's really easy. So you can go on at rescuemission.net. Again, rescuemission.net, really incredibly easy. You can stop by the mission. You can drop off a gift there. You can mail a gift to us at our there at the rescue mission. Everything is on rescuemission.net. Go to the website, find our address, find our phone number, ask more questions, learn more about the mission, and you can give right there through the website.
All right, 8:53 at WFIR. We're delighted to have Stacey Boris and Lee Clark with us on the rescue mission. Stacey, I want to touch a little bit more on something Gene was talking about a few moments ago. When volunteers, they come to the rescue mission, is meal prep and food serving the most labor-intensive task you have to staff of volunteers? And also, can they sign up to take on a particular task?
Yes, food service is definitely one of our largest departments where we need volunteers, but there are many other opportunities as well, not only for groups, but for individuals as well. And just like Lee said, you can sign up for those volunteer opportunities through our website, rescuemission.net, but we need help in our donation center, sorting donations. We need help in our manna pantry, assembling food boxes, and then each Saturday morning we distribute those food boxes. And that time frame would be 7:30 to 10:30, so if you're an early bird, we'd love to have you out on a Saturday morning.
And that too, you talk about that manna food distribution. You've had many, many people line up for like a family box of food that'll last them, what, a week or two? Or
well, the families are invited to come receive a box once a month. If there is a family of up to four, they receive one food box. Over four, they will receive two food boxes. And these food boxes are full of non-perishable items along with produce, bread, and just all kinds of goodies.
Again, are those donated items for the most part?
For the most part, they are donated.
Talk about the volunteer component. You can both talk about this, but just talk about the volunteer component. How big a factor is that in keeping the rescue mission doors open? I mean, as far as supplementing your staff.
Oh, it's huge, Stacey, right? Because, I mean, over 5,000 different volunteers in a normal year. What happened last year, though, was that a lot of our volunteers just couldn't come out.
Yeah, and wanted to ask about last year. Yeah,
it was really tough. And so we had some faithful folks who were still able to come in, but we had a lot of our faithful folks who just didn't feel that they could come out in this time. And so we're welcoming them back now. We're so excited to have people in groups come back to help us serve food and put those manna food boxes together and work in the clinic and all kinds of different things.
It takes a lot of people each day to keep the mission up and running.
Mm-hmm. So do you reach out on to like businesses and corporations and ask them to come in mass and grouping, maybe even go as a corporate building, team building operation?
Yes, we reach out to businesses and churches alike. And with us being in the midst of summer now, we've had the opportunity to host several youth groups and vacation Bible schools. And so we've had several different youth groups just the past 2 weeks and the rest of July who are coming in, and they are washing our fences. They are sorting all kinds of clothing and different donations. So we're very grateful to these businesses and churches that support us.
I'm wondering, Stacy, we're talking with Stacy Boris and Lee Clark from the Rescue Mission. When someone comes in to volunteer, maybe for the first time, and they come in contact with people that are at the mission or passing through, does it sort of ground them in a way? Do you feel it sort of opens their eyes in some way?
Of course. It definitely gives them the opportunity to engage and to provide a lifelong impact. Something as simple as a smile and a kind word can just be such a pick-me-up and just provide hope for an individual who's in a crisis situation.
And you said they can go to rescuemission.net.
Rescuemission.net.
Yeah. What about you get feedback, Lee, from volunteers? Like, wow.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think of just some of the stories and just coming into contact with people. And I think the first time you come to the mission to volunteer, you don't really know what to expect. You know, you might not be sure about what it's going to be like or what you're going to do or who you're going to come in contact with. And when you come in contact with folks who are experiencing homelessness and you find out they're just like us, you know, they're just like everybody else. And you see that young mom pushing a stroller with the babies or a couple that's like they're trying to work and they're saving and trying to make ends meet or the young man who's been struggling with addiction and he's lost everything due to his addiction. He's just trying to get better and healthy and find a new way to live. I mean, you build empathy, you build compassion, you get to know these folks and really get to hear their stories and it makes a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. Only about to have a minute or so left. I did want to bring up the fact that the Drumstick Dash registration, the 5K race on Thanksgiving morning is open.
Yes, it is. We're so excited about that. We're looking forward to an in-person race this year. And so it is open. People are already starting to register. I think folks are excited about coming back and they look forward to this tradition every year of being out on the streets. And we're 16 years old this year with the Drumstick Dash. And so we're excited to celebrate our sweet 16 and get others out to join us this year to run and move your feet so others can eat.
And then rescuemission.net to find a link.
Absolutely.
And I guess it probably sort of helps to have that cash flow come in all year round, huh?
Oh, it does. I mean, you know, all the bills to do all that we do doesn't go away because it's summertime. You know, sometimes people think more about giving or volunteering around Christmas or Thanksgiving or the holidays. And, you know, we need help all year round. And so that's what this challenge gift's about. It enables you, empowers you to help right now, multiplies your gifts over and over and over to help others who are in need.
And I believe this is like the second Skull Road match that they've done, with you?
I think maybe this might be the third one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And just talk again before we wrap up how people can make a donation or volunteer.
Yeah, so rescuemission.net's a great place. You know, we make volunteering so easy, don't we, Stacey? Because you can go to rescuemission.net. It's just like making a restaurant reservation these days. You can go in the middle of the night in your PJs and sign up to volunteer right there on our website. You can give whenever you're ready to give. There's just so many great tools there. And plus, you'll see some videos, you'll hear some stories, you'll learn more about the mission. Rescuemission.net is a wealth of information.
All right, we'll have to leave there. Lee Clark and Stacey Boris from the Rescue Mission, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.